This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Change in plans. President Trump now says he will sign a bill extending funding for sickened 9/11 first responders on Monday. Reports had been the president was going to be signing it today, flanked by some 9/11 responders. New York corrections officials still not detailing how they believe child sex trafficker and Manhattan financier Jeffrey Epstein was injured. He was found on the floor of his cell two nights ago in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. A lawyer for his cellmate says it wasn't his client's fault that Epstein was injured.
Nick had nothing to do with harming anybody in any facility, including Mr. Epstein, and he was not questioned about assaulting Mr. Epstein.
Lawyer Bruce Barkett spoke on NBC's Today Show. Another theory is Epstein's wounds were self-inflicted. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The nation's economic growth rate slowing a bit in the year's second quarter, but not by as much as analysts had forecast we'd see in this latest report from the Commerce Department. It says GDP growth from April through June was 2.1%. down from 3.1% in the first quarter. Analysts were expecting to see a growth rate of just 1.8%, which would have been the slowest in over 2 years. It's a new record. More than 60,000 unaccompanied migrant children crossing the southern border since the 2019 fiscal year began in October. And the previous record, which was 2,000 less, was set during the entire 2016 fiscal year. The president of a national police union demanding an apology from the mayor of Chicago. Lori Lightfoot was recently caught on a hot mic calling a Chicago police union leader an FOP clown. Find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Modern technology in our cars can be distracting, but some drivers find it really annoying. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with results of a brand new study.
The new report says older drivers are more easily distracted by in-vehicle technology than younger drivers are. The report is from the AAA Foundation. They looked at how drivers deal with tasks like navigation or even operating the radio. It found that drivers ages 55 to 75 take their eyes off the road for about 8 seconds longer than people aged 21 to 36 do the same tasks. AAA says taking your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds will double the risk of a crash.
From cars now to airplanes, Southwest Airlines facing some sobering news about those new 737s ahead of the super busy fourth quarter of the year, which includes the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday travel season. USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
The Dallas Morning News reports Southwest will not be using the 737 MAX jets during the busy Christmas season. Southwest is also closing operations at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey as of November 3rd. The 737 MAX jets have been grounded since March 13th following two crashes in Indonesia and in Ethiopia that claimed 346 lives. No word as to how much Southwest will be seeking in damages from Boeing, its sole plane provider.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, here I am. We're working together to save this country, ladies and gentlemen. A country for all Americans. Good to have you with us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Been looking forward to this conversation with our next guest, who is an American religious liberties attorney. She's appeared in front of the Supreme Court. She's represented evangelicals, Catholics, Native Americans, Jews, Sikhs, and Hindus. Uzmodeen is also a Muslim. And I think the time for her to be here, and also the timing of her book, When Islam Is Not a Religion, Inside America's Fight for Religious Freedom, is so timely, because I think there still remains so much confusion, especially when it comes to the Muslim religion, and a lot that's been transpiring in the sphere of and discourse in the marketplace, particularly as it relates to Representative Omar. Usma, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. So the first name is Usma.
Usma, okay. They showed me with a U, so I apologize, because my first indication was Usma. So thank you for correcting me. I want to make sure I say it correctly.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me, Bill.
Okay, so help us understand, because I think in the process of, you know, trying to appreciate that we have this conflict between, you know, modern Muslims that say they want to assimilate and Muslims that were represented here recently in a man-on-the-street interview where they were talking to some Somalis in Minneapolis, and they were saying, look, you know, we'd rather be in Somalia, and we want Sharia. We don't want to live by the U.S. Constitution. And so we get mixed understandings of what is going on here, and so maybe you can help us out.
Sure. So I'm not familiar with that that precise interview, but I have seen other similar interviews, for instance, on clips from Fox News where they're kind of standing outside mosques and asking these people, kind of going in and out, like, what do you think is of greater importance, the U.S. Constitution or Sharia? And a lot of these people who look to be recent immigrants, they say Sharia. And then from that, the host says, oh, well, look at this. They're actually trying to take over the U.S. and if they would invest their intentions to supersede our U.S. Constitution and our values. But I interpret it as very different. And what I'm seeing is, I mean, the type of people that I see all the time when I go to the mosque and elsewhere. And it's not these people who are interested in superseding the U.S. Constitution. Mm-hmm. They're interpreting the question simply as a religious believer or somebody saying, what's more important, a man, you know, sort of like this humanly created constitution or the divine idea of like God and the search for good. I mean, that's how they're interpreting that question. And so obviously they're going to, especially because as like sort of like their gut instinct to think religiously, well, I'm not going to put any, you know, God obviously is most important. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to say God and his idea of the good for the world. But that doesn't, in their minds, is not actually posing a specific clash between the laws of the United States. In fact, Islamic law actually says that in whichever country you live, you have to abide by the laws of that country. It's in fact even used to the extent that many scholars in authoritarian Muslim majority states actually say that you should not be engaging in rebellion against the government because Islamic law says that it's better to have order than to have disorder.
Exactly.
And even in that context, they're saying comply with the laws, even if it's oppressive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to understand how the question is being interpreted as well.
Well, and this is why you're here, because we want to understand. I believe a majority of Americans, they want to be about their lives. They want to live peacefully. They want to be able to enjoy. I mean, we love the fact that there are so many cultures in this country of ours. I mean, I love food, so just tasting the different foods and that is exciting for me. But we want to be able to feel like we're all on the same page in terms of, as our founding father said, e pluribus unum. With the many, there's one. So what is the one? Are we focused on the one thing which is the best for all? Have we lost sight of that because we've been so bifurcated? Thank you very much, the political process these days.
Yeah, I mean, so I think the contribution I really set out to make with this book is to center the conversation more on our rights, right? Because we have all these big, often complex, very confused, I would say, conversations about what each of us holds as our fundamental values, just in terms of the way we live out our life. And then we have this very heated debate sometimes about the way we're articulating those and what we might think are the conflicts. But what I think, coming at this as a religious freedom lawyer, and what I have found is that especially today, as religious freedom has become such a politicized topic, not just with respect to Muslims, but also, as with conservative Christians,
right.
One thing that I've really found is that the law just keeps things really crystal clear for me. I can navigate the sort of political chaos a lot better than a lot of other people can, just because I'm when it comes to a question of rights, it's not really whether we like each other's beliefs or we agree with them. It's really just the very simple idea that we don't have to agree with them in order to give them protections. And the nature of our law is that it provides broad protections, but it doesn't provide total protection, right? So
right.
I had this idea in the very beginning of the book that even as I'm advocating for religious freedom for all and a coherence in the way that we advocate for these rights, that is not the same thing as advocating for a free for all, right?
Right.
So the law has limits and navigates that space very carefully. As to protect us in the broadest sense possible, but then also being when there is an actual risk to human life, human health, human safety, then religious practice can be limited by the government. And so as long as we have more faith in our founding ideals and American jurisprudence, then maybe we can relax a little bit in terms of advocating that certain groups not have rights.
Well, and that's my impression, Asma, with your heart, if I might say. I mean, this is the first time we've met, and we're doing it over the telephone. But in reading excerpts from your book, I have this sense that your heart is for all. It's not an exception deal. And this is why I was looking forward to talking to you, because I think what you have to share with our audience is valuable, is that you're looking, our Constitution is there. It is a great guideline. And when it comes to religion, it answers a lot of questions here if we'll only pay attention and read the book or read the Constitution, right?
Right. That's exactly it. And so just today, the Washington Post published its book review of When Islam is Not a Religion, my book. And I thought that it was the writer just made the critical point that you think this book is about just about anti-Muslim discrimination in the Trump era, but it's quite different from that. It's actually just a very robust defense of religious freedom in a coherent way, and a question also that gets to the question of civility in today's very polarized debate. And I think that's really key for your listeners to know, because it's not just about, especially if they're I've been seeing the sentiment a lot among a lot of people that, American Muslims, people are always talking about their rights, that people aren't talking about other people's rights, people aren't talking about Christians' rights. This isn't just about, sort of selective argumentation for one set of rights or one group. It's also not a book that sort of creates this sort of battle between the so-called sort of marginalized minorities versus the majority, right? I'm not really interested in that polarization. I think those type of battle lines are just sort of eroding our discourse.
Exactly.
It's really just a plea for coherence.
Well, when we have a culture of invalidation that's been running rampant, They don't want to wait for due process. They don't want to wait for context. They hear something, and if it just even raises a slight irritation, then quickly the race card, the invalidation card is thrown out there, and it halts the conversation, and everybody loses in the process. We've got more coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Osmodine is with us. Her book, When Islam Is Not a Religion, Inside America's Fight for Religious Freedom. I just got a text, Osman, you might appreciate. It says, this is awesome. Open the door. This is the path to peace, honoring our differences while rallying around the Constitution. You know, I'm glad they're you know, they're picking up on our heart and what we're trying to do here. People, when people read the title of the book, and Islam is not a religion, you touched a little bit on it, but I want you to unfold that for just a moment as to what you mean by the title.
Sure. So it's actually referring to a couple of different trends, but one that I spend quite some time looking at is this claim that is being propagated by very prominent voices that Islam is not a religion. The argument goes that it's not a religion. It is instead a dangerous political ideology. And therefore, American Muslims don't have access to religious freedom under the First Amendment. And it sounds just so far-fetched. And it might sound like something that people in the Twitterverse are talking about or on social media, but unfortunately, it is something that is being talked about by lawmakers and has even been argued in court. And that's actually the case that starts chapter one of the book. It's the Islamic Center Murfreesboro case, where it was actually argued that the community could not build a mosque and could not sort of take advantage of the same religious land use laws that other houses of worship can because Islam is not a religion. It's apparently a dangerous political ideology, and mosques are simply Trojan horses that are planted in American suburbs from which extremists will emerge to take over America. This is the actual theory that comes out, unfortunately, every time nowadays that a community sets out to build a mosque.
Is that without merit? Have there been stories where there have been radicals coming out of some of these local mosques?
I mean, to the extent that there might be some people who hold, you know, particular political views who attend mosque, I'm sure that's the case. But in fact, if you look at the statistics, what it actually shows is that people who are mosque-goers, like regular mosque-goers, are actually the least likely to be radicalized. It's that sense of isolation and loneliness and oftentimes mental illness that leads to these problematic acts. But when you're part of a religious community and you're more spiritually at peace, that actually counts against that.
Right. Well, the fact of the matter is every religion has its issues. It's, you know, we have a minority of people. I don't care if it's Catholics or, you know, go on to evangelicals. We all have issues. I mean, last time I checked, even the Bible's really clear. We've all sinned and have fallen short of God's glory. So we're blowing. But you know, I think about where we are in just a short period of time. I mean, it's a couple of decades. I mean, we have 9/11. All of a sudden, all these rumors, everything goes on. You know, some things that just weren't out in front of dealing with the Muslim religion, seeing things that are happening overseas, and, you know, warning signals, Asma, that, you know, that we're looking at and saying, okay, is the same thing going to happen here? And then we have statements from a representative here in right now, in the, you know, this year, 2019, 18 years after 9/11, and she makes a statement that, oh, this was done by some people, and it kind of minimizes the impact and what people are still processing, you know, what happened at 9/11. I mean, I appreciate your vision and where you are, and I want us all to be there for all religions, and but I, you know, I think about how far America has come in, you know, and I'm not saying this to tell people of faith and telling Muslims that they should slow down or, you know, stop their courageous fight, because I think in the grand interest of what they're fighting for is the same thing we all want, because there cannot be an exception to the Constitution. If it is, then it falls on its face, does it not?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, so one thing, so earlier I had mentioned, you know, when you asked what is this title about, I said, like, I talk about it in a couple of different frames. So one of them I mentioned was this argument against Muslims' legal rights that Islam is not a religion. But the second strain is about the way that Islam has essentially become this sort of almost secularized and politicized identity in the U.S. And even the way that our champions on the left sort of talk about our rights and hold up our rights, it's very much this almost like a very politicized idea of what Islam is. And so there's a distinction that's being created now between Muslimness and Islam. And I'm concerned about that as somebody who is a conservative, you know, devout Muslim, who very much believes in the religious values of her religion. And specifically, I mean, this ties back to Omar. It's in this politicization of Islam, the headscarf in particular has come to sort of take on so much symbolism, right? It is the way that, for instance, if you want to champion diversity, you want to champion your support of Muslims, you will have a Muslim woman in a headscarf as like the necessary sort of spokesperson or person that you include in the very visuals you put out there, right?
Exactly. Well, it's like a Trump supporter with a red hat, so to speak.
Right. And so it's not a mistake that, you know, during the Women's March, for instance, one of the organizers of the march and one of the most prominent posters of the march included a woman in a headscarf. It's really just like it's very much become a symbol of resistance to Trump. And so similarly with Representative Omar, like what's interesting is that, yes, she is a Muslim woman and she wears a headscarf, and that headscarf is now taken on this tremendous symbolism for both sides of this debate. The broader sort of political debate. And so, unfortunately, because of that, many Americans see her and think that everything she's saying is somehow representative of all Muslims, when in fact, she is her own person. She herself says that she is representing only her particular political constituency and not all Muslims, and doesn't want to take on that burden, as no woman in a headscarf or no woman generally should have to. And so I think we have to realize that. And now, in terms of the precise wording, I mean, I'm not going to really get into that. I think many people can agree, regardless of whether they are pro or anti her political views, that sometimes the wording is not the most careful. But she has.
We have a president that says the same, that isn't very right. careful with his words either. So, let's be fair, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Let's overlook people's ability to not be very articulate. Or precise. And of course, that is something I was very careful with in my own book. That I was like, I have to be very precise with my language. But I think I will tell you, I mean, she has also put out statements saying that she is very deeply appreciative of the freedoms that America affords her. It is her reason for leaving Somalia and coming here. And she says that when she comes at the U.S. government and holds in them this higher standard, it's because she knows that she can, that it has a framework that you can challenge and then you can always expect to improve. And I think that's a really important aspect of her, of just how we need to see her, that she's, and she is part of the broader political discourse. I understand, again, because of the headscarf, that people have a tendency to sort of put her into a particular Muslim box, but she's not. She is a progressive politician, just like many other progressive politicians who feel that they need to constantly challenge America and Americans to do better. And that's what she's pushing for. And mm-hmm. I don't think we should question her allegiance to the Constitution.
Well, let me say this. What you just said about her and about her statement that she was appreciative to be here in America, I got to tell you, this is the first time I've ever heard that associated with her. And I don't know to blame it, blame whatever, but the media doesn't report on it. I'm not hearing it from any sound bites from her. And of course, we know how sound bites go. Everything's in 8 seconds and it's what's going to grab the headline. But I would say that if people heard from her that she was appreciative to enjoy the freedoms in this country, I think it would go a long way and be that bridge, if she's looking for it, that bridge into all these vast communities and to more of America, to be able to have a conversation with her. And I think it also opens in relationship to that, I think it opens the door for other Muslims, because as you say right now, she may be her own individual. However, people are looking at her as a Muslim and representative of all Muslims. Fair or unfair, that's just the way it is, right?
Right. I agree.
But I am so grateful that you came on. I hope we can have you back, because I think that you are going to be instrumental in helping that bridge that we're talking about. And again, I'm grateful for your fight for religious freedom on behalf of all peoples of faith. When Islam is Not a Religion, the book is linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Asma Uddin. Asma, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right?
You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now at 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Change in plans. President Trump now says he will sign a bill extending funding for sickened 9/11 first responders on Monday. Reports had been the president was going to be signing it today, flanked by some 9/11 responders. New York corrections officials still not detailing how they believe child sex trafficker and Manhattan financier Jeffrey Epstein was injured. He was found on the floor of his cell two nights ago in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. A lawyer for his cellmate says it wasn't his client's fault that Epstein was injured.
Nick had nothing to do with harming anybody in any facility, including Mr. Epstein, and he was not questioned about assaulting Mr. Epstein.
Lawyer Bruce Barkett spoke on NBC's Today Show. Another theory is Epstein's wounds were self-inflicted. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to talk about the most common skin condition in the United States. You know, we're talking about acne. It affects up to 50 million Americans annually. Approximately 85% of people between the ages of 12 and 24 experience at least minor acne. But it can continue into one's 30s and 40s. Having blemishes or not feeling good in your own skin can impact self-esteem for many. As you may know, a recent study by Massage Envy identifies the emotional tolls that people in Dallas with acne experience. Many acne fighters avoid social interaction during breakouts and sometimes even avoid seeking skin treatment from a professional due to embarrassment and shame resulting in trying to go it alone. Well, here to tell us that going it alone is not the way to do it, okay? Dinah Morrison, Senior Manager of Service Development and Innovation at Massage Envy, joins us now. Dinah, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Hey, good to have you here. So let's talk about this survey and the results. Break it down for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So you hit on those key aspects is that acne, it affects people on an emotional level and certainly can lead to some extreme measures being taken to see results when treating their skin. For Dallas residents, we learned through this survey that there are some key emotions that they feel, frustration, embarrassment, and stress. when dealing with acne. But definitely a key thing with Dallas is that they are, you guys are a savvy skincare market, definitely understanding the value in working with professionals. And so we're really excited to talk about a combination therapy, a new Clear Skin Facial Series program that combines professional guidance of with an esthetician and professional home services as well as home care products to give you great results when treating your acne.
Well, being since you brought it up, let's go to that, and then we'll get back more into the survey. Let's talk about this new customized Clear Skin series.
Okay, absolutely. So again, with Dallas, we recognize that, you know, 3/4 of Dallas women are willing to see an esthetician, and half of Dallas men are too. So this is a professional series that offers customized facial services that are customized to treat the different conditions that result with acne, as well as paired with a Proactive Plus home care regimen so that you have products to use at home, as well as then a either weekly or bi-weekly treatment over a course of 6 treatments to start to see really great results when treating your acne.
So, boy, I'll tell you, with this breaking news, we're talking about 6 weeks away of, you know, solving heretofore some problems, you know, thanks to this new series, right?
Absolutely, and it can be just as that, you know, 6 treatments to start to see great results. And you'll see it with those active ingredients that are in the Proactive Plus home care products, and then this customized service that really offers tailored exfoliation that's going to be most appropriate for the different conditions of acne, as well as helping to address inflammation and providing professional extractions and antibacterial treatments so that you get really great results in service and then even better results with the home care.
Now, does this require a Massage Envy membership?
That's a great question, and it doesn't. This is a new, unique offering that we have that is the series in itself. So you can purchase the Clear Skin Facial Series at any of the over 30 Massage Envy locations in the Dallas area and start to see those results over that course of the 6-week treatment.
Well, that's excellent. You know, some people think, well, is there a particular age that's more optimum to start thinking about adopting a skin regime?
That's a great question. And truthfully, when you start to see skin conditions appear on the skin is the time to start addressing it. And that can happen in adolescence and even, you know, children as young as 12 years old, continuing up through their teen years. So you're never too young to start thinking about skincare and treating your skin conditions. And it doesn't have to be complicated. You know, simple 3-step regimen can really provide great results and a great foundation to build on as we age and address different concerns and protect our skin going forward.
You know, our daughter is an esthetician, by the way. I got to be up front with you, Diana. So she does talk about, you know, just the basics and some of the things that, I don't know, maybe get lost in translation where the young kids really have not been trained properly in how to take care of their skin. So when you talk about this basic three-step plan, I mean, this is an initial start just to get you aware, but even that can make a big difference, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you're right that even 40% of acne sufferers claim that they are only slightly successful in trying to treat their skin on their own. So there's this great combination therapy that we're offering where you have this 3-step regimen, an effective cleanser that's got active ingredients to help to address those main conditions of acne, whether it's, you know, oily skin and bacterial growth that results in the breakouts that we see on the skin. Something to soothe and calm the skin is also really important. So there's this combination of those types of treatments at home, then again paired with facial services that just take it up to the next level and really help you get even better results with that simple home care.
Then explain, because some people, you know, can be a little frustrated. You know, metabolism comes into play, you know, different heritages, you know, oily skin, less oily skin. Some people are blessed with certain things, you know. It's kind of like the people that have curly hair want straight hair wants curly hair. You know, sometimes, hey, it's the luck of the draw. And, you know, for some of us where, you know, we deal with oil on our skin more than others, then we just need to be a little bit more vigilant and aware, and do a little bit of research. And that's the thing about these young kids today. I mean, they research everything, you know. So Massage Envy is such a great resource to help them understand, you know, how to tackle, you know, some of the biggest skin issues, right?
Absolutely, and you're right. A lot of people, they want to see results, but they don't know where to start. And skincare is not a one-size-fits-all. So that's where partnering with a licensed and professional esthetician to get that customized treatment is going to be so important for each individual person. Whether you're dealing with breakouts that are red and inflamed, or oily skin, and different types of conditions that would be tied to that. So it really is about meeting with a professional and customizing a regimen, both for home care and with professional treatments that is just for you, and that will help you week to week to start to balance your skin, because that's the most important thing. Balanced skin is strong skin, and strong skin is healthy and appears more beautifully to the world around you.
And I like what you're talking about in terms of the personalization of skin treatments and designed for our skin's needs, because as you say, it's not a monolithic kind of thing. I mean, everybody's skin is different and has to be treated uniquely, and this is why the services that Massage Envy offers can go a long way in getting the kind of results you want to see.
Absolutely. There are so many ways to customize a treatment, whether it's how to exfoliate the skin, whether it's a physical scrub or maybe an enzyme or an alpha hydroxy acid. These are types of exfoliants, but they all address the skin differently. And it's depending on what you have going on that we'll choose what's the right way to work on it for you. And then we can go from there to calming inflammation with serums and balancing with appropriate moisturizers. Even people with oily skin can use a moisturizer, but it's about what's the right one for you.
And of course, so much fun when you're young and your hormones are, you know, going crazy. And one time it might be, you know, it seems to be manageable, and then all of a sudden it gets out of control, because that's part of the growing up process, as frustrating as it can be. But it happens to all of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And there are a lot of factors that come into play with your skin's condition. And there are environmental factors. The skin is the largest organ of the body, so even internally we can affect it, and hormones certainly can play a role. So skin changes day to day, and that's why with the Clear Skin Facial Series, it's a six-week program, and every individual service is customized based off of how your skin is doing on that day and through that part of the program.
Well, Diane, as we wrap things up, where can they go for more information?
Absolutely. So please join us at massageenvy.com. And then again, there are over 30 Massage Envy locations in the Dallas area with licensed and professional estheticians who are available to help you.
Diana Morrison, Senior Manager of Service Development and Innovation at Massage Envy. And Diana, we thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now at 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your phone. The fire, the mic, your phone. You've come so far, keep going.
You see, don't grow weary in doing good. Just keep doing good, all right? It always wins out, good over evil. Just keep fighting the good fight, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, we come to you every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we welcome our extended family of a network of stations with Radio America. We thank you for joining in and enjoying the show. And if you... you're hearing us on a special edition over the weekends on Saturday and Sunday. But as I mentioned, we do air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern. So if you want more of what you're hearing, these top guests and, the issues that matter for you culturally, politically, faith-wise, all right here. We're committed from a biblical worldview to, give you the information that is useful for your life and for your family. So thank you for joining in. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Paul Baturis right now is here with us. He's the Vice President of Communications for Focus on the Family. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Always good to be with you.
Hey, good to be with you. Boy, I'll tell you, the sensitivity of our culture, it doesn't matter what anybody, even Tom Brady. Tom Brady's... could get chastised. There's just people are so easily offended and annoyed these days. And thank you very much, the Twitterverse. You're just a couple of clicks away from adding to the annoyance of it all, right?
Yeah, it doesn't take much to upset people, and social media has given everybody a microphone. I say that it's a space for the perpetually aggrieved, and unfortunately, I think that may be true.
Yeah, but that's pretty sad, because if you go around being aggrieved, what doesn't aggrieve you? There's no room for happiness, I don't think.
You know, you're right. It doesn't leave much room. But I think some people seem to enjoy it. It's just almost as if they, I mean, counselors will tell you that there's a type of person that if there's not chaos in their life, they'll create it and they look for it. And I think that's the case of a lot of liberals, especially, who are not happy with what is going on. So they go out and they kind of fabricate and create some tension that didn't necessarily exist.
Yeah, it is a form of ADD, isn't it? I mean, because you're just there's that attention disorder deficit that is hanging upon you psychologically that just causes you to be dysfunctional. That you think it's all about you and you're the center of the universe. So what the pressure that has to mount on one after a period of time, I think, is too much to bear.
Yeah, if you're in the middle of it all and you think that it all revolves around you, that's a lot weighing on your shoulders.
Well, in case the people missed it, tell them what happened with Tom Brady and how he got in trouble.
Yeah, he was on vacation with his family in Costa Rica and has a six-year-old daughter, Vivian. And, they're just out having fun like a typical family would, and maybe a little more adventurous than some. They jumped off a short cliff into some natural water. And the video was posted, and boy, he caught a lot of flack. People suggesting that he was irresponsible to be jumping with his daughter, you know, from a dangerous height, and suggesting even that child welfare services should be called. And it just struck me, you know, of course, as usual, folks are upset about the wrong things. People criticized him for taking his child on an adventure, and yet they don't criticize, you know, drag queens reading to kids in public libraries and such like that. And I had just come back from a Adventures in Fatherhood trip, and it just struck me what a upside down culture we have if we criticize a man for taking his son or daughter and something
exactly.
like that.
Yeah, maybe if we had a drag queen jumping into a cliff or jumping off a cliff or something, that might be a problem. But till then, libraries are fair game, I guess. That's crazy. But you know, as if Tom Brady at his age, what is Tom now? 42, 43? Even so,
right, 42, I think.
I mean, his six-year-old daughter, I mean, you know, like he's going to put her in danger, right? But you know, and of course, the deal is you're looking at a picture, and depending on the perspective, it can look, you know, as we always know, it can look a bit deceiving. And God only knows if you were actually there, I'm sure Tom would probably say, wait a minute, you know, we're talking a foot and a half jump, not that big a deal. You know, I was already down there. I checked. There was no rocks. There was no gators around. Everything's good, you know. So, that's not. It's just only you have that convenient moment to raise some ire and draw the attention away from a father and daughter enjoying some time together, and make it all about you suddenly because you're so smart,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right. And I'll tell you, this is difficult for me to admit because I don't even really like Tom Brady personally as a football fan, but. I just felt like he deserved some defense. And the reality is this raises a larger question, right? It really raises about introducing our kids to safe risks, doing fun things, pushing yourself outside your comfort zone. Because a lot of us, I mean, anyone who's raising kids and is trying to make the bills and just get it all done, you know, you kind of get into a rhythm, you get into a routine and, you know, I call myself a desk jockey and that's often how I feel. But it's good to get out there and it's good to expose your kids to that type of risk because I think growing up, that's probably what we remember most and what we enjoyed the most. So it's just too bad when you sort of feels more and more like culture is getting sanitized and kids are, you know, they get more adventure playing a video game than they do in real life, and I think that we need to do something about that.
Well, especially boys. Boys are all that. That's one of those key attributes that boys, you know, gravitate to is adventure, and even daughters as well, but more so with boys. And as you were saying, you know, here you are on an excursion with your son, and you said by contrast, or at least by explanation, you know, jumping off a cliff with your son taught you about being a better dad. Break that down for our audience.
Yeah, we were out in California and had this several hundred foot high precipice and we rappelled off it. And I was kind of nervous about it because I had never done anything that extensive before. Mm-hmm. And my son, though, was sort of a little nervous, but yet he had this confidence in him. And he said, you know, we can do this. Let's go do it. And it was encouraging to me. And like I mentioned in the And that, you know, courage is contagious. When
yes.
someone else expresses confidence, you, you know, I think it's Lincoln who said, you know, when the spine of one man is straight, the others are stiffened or something like that. Because
mm-hmm.
we do need
yes.
to be encouraged. And
right.
It reminded me as a dad that we need to take more chances. Good ones, not crazy ones.
Exactly.
We need to push our kids, because there were kids on that trip that were not wanting to do this,
mm-hmm.
but a little encouragement. And a little, you know, incentive, and they did it. And boy, you know, it's a great thing to watch a kid after they've done something that they were nervous about. There's a relief, but there's also a great sense of satisfaction.
Well, especially if you're a dad and you get victory, because a similar story. I'm with my son, and we're in Hawaii, and I this was the season for me. I said, God, I got to deal with this claustrophobia stuff. This is just, you know, I trust in you. I got to just let this go. I just feel like this is just bothering me way too much. And so I was on a mission on this Hawaii trip to really deal with it. And little did my son know, of course, then he says, Dad, we got to do the scuba training deal. You know, we got to do scuba. And I'm going, oh, God. You know, could we do something, you know, L, you know, it's just the idea of scuba diving and all that was, you know, a bit fearful for me. Anyway, the long and short of it was we experienced it and I survived. He's a natural. I mean, he's like a regular fish. It was no big deal for him. I mean, he's great. I think he was more excited that it was something that he and I could do together. And, you know, and that was good fun. But for me, I was like silently victorious and saying, oh, you know, I got a step, you know, further beyond this claustrophobia issue that I was dealing with. In fact, at one point, I started sinking and I needed to adjust the ballast on the tank. And, boy, I came real close to disengaging from the weights. And when the guy came and the instructor came, he goes, thank God you didn't let the weights go. I didn't tell him, like, in about 2 seconds, they were about ready to be let loose, you know.
Yeah. Boy, and you'll remember that for the rest of your life. And I bet your son will, and you'll talk
yes.
about it. And it just deepened your relationship. And, yeah, you look for those. Kind of those touchstone moments in life, and that sounds like it was one of them.
Exactly. And just like you say, your son, you know, gives courage to you, and with my son, he's the youngest, and so he's taken me on adventures, you know, whether it's zip lining or other things, because, you know, it's... You know, being, you know, as you get a little bit older, you start saying, hey, I don't want to put myself in a position to where, you know, I want to get hurt. You know, so
yeah.
Next thing you know, you're zip lining across, you know, across the island, which was absolutely terrific. But, you know, with some caution, though.
Yeah. You know, I grew up as the youngest of five kids, and my mom was 40 when she had me. And
mm-hmm.
all of my life, she used to tell me, you keep me young. And I didn't really appreciate that until now at the age of 47 and the father of a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that now. I see what she means, because, you know, it's easy to get into the rut, into the routine, and our kids should push us. And that's a good thing.
And again, you know, responsibly balanced and parenting, all those good things. Hey, look, maybe that's another reason why we need to disconnect from all this electronic gear and this social media stuff that is not necessarily out there to make our day or to bless us. They just want to be offended and cause more commotion than it's worth, huh, Paul?
It's a good word, Bill. There's nothing like real, not virtual reality, but the reality of good old-fashioned fun cannot be topped.
Well, I'm sure this is not the first time for Tom Brady. Won't be the last. He's been criticized all his life, so it's just another one of those oh well kind of moments. And you know, like a duck, it just rolls off his back. And so life goes on, and he'll continue to enjoy his family time. Paul Ventura from Focus on the Family. Paul, always appreciate the time. Thank you, brother. Take care.
Let me ask
Thanks.
You something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers.